Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, we have a lot to talk about today. I've got a little bit of a burr under my saddle, and I want to let it fester just so I can get you a little riled up. But let's talk about what day it is. June 10th. It's National Egg Roll Day. National Ballpoint Pen Day. Remember, though, when those, I'm old enough, I remember when those were a big deal. National Iced Tea Day. National Black Cow Day. I don't know why, but it is. I like to know who makes these up. We should make up our own. And National Urban Spices Day. I received a sweet little note regarding my show of last week. And I won't give his name. But I'm going to read his message to me. Just a quick email message. He goes, Dear Beth Ann, just a quick email message from me to say thank you. It is thanks to people as your father. I was not murdered by the Nazi occupier during World War II. It is because I hold Jewish blood or that I'm critical about the leftist government. Does it matter? It is thanks to people like your father that I'm alive. I thought that was very, very sweet of him to recognize what my father and my father-in-law did during World War II. And we gave recognition to those on our show on Thursday. And we fight every single day here on the radio, here in this office, trying to do what little bit I can do to get you stirred up. Because unless you, the people, get stirred up and realize how you're being used, how you're actually being abused by Congress. So, Congress decides they want a raise. Do you think they deserve a raise? Why? Why do they deserve a raise? There's always so much noise coming out of D.C., coming out of Congress, D.C. occupiers. The latest is their great debate of voting themselves a raise. They've basically done nothing since President Trump was elected. But they've spent millions of dollars, your dollars, on investigations. $30 million for Mueller. And that amount is going up as they continue this rhetoric. Not necessarily with the investigation that Mueller was doing, but other things. Do you think that this noise doesn't cost you money? Their salary on the average. Now, most of you that I'm speaking to are rural America. You are the foundation of this nation. And you do whatever you can to survive and make life a little better for your kids or your grandkids. To be a part of your community. The average salary of someone in Congress, you pay their salary, is $174,000 a year. However, the speaker, those in the higher positions, make $223,000. That's why Nancy wanted that position. Because she ain't done nothing with it. The minority leaders Their average is $193,000. I did a little research this morning. Now, I know some of you probably make more, and maybe some of you make less. Maybe some of you are like me. You don't make much of anything. I've made nothing on the show. The average American's income is $47,000 a year. The bosses make way less than the employees because you are the bosses, or you should be. Are you doing that? Are you making the phone calls? Are you making their lives miserable up there? Because you need to be. The average salary of Congress, again, we're talking about career politicians now, which should have never happened, was never meant to be by our founding fathers as this was set up. Never. Go up there, get the job done, go home. And live like an average American. Their average salary is $174,000. And the average American is $47,000. Now, I don't know if that includes, I know with the American it doesn't probably, includes any kind of benefits. They have a pension, Congress. They took care of themselves. Because, you know, they could sit there and vote when they want to. They have a pension that is beyond most Americans. They're set for life. After serving just one term, they're set for life. They pay no Social Security, and their health care, paid by you, is top-notch. They're getting ready to vote on increasing the national debt by another $1 trillion, which will put it up to over $23 trillion. They refuse to acknowledge a border crisis and refuse to throw any money for a wall or to get more people to man the border. They refuse to vote many of the president's nominations in for federal judges and other administration positions. They spend your tax dollars for agendas promoted by outside interest groups. They literally messed up health care years ago and they refuse to fix it. Because they have a goal. It's called socialized medicine. It's not called health care. They continue to fund Planned Parenthood for killing babies. Choice comes with responsibilities, people. They disrespect the president verbally every chance they get. They believe you to be a basket of deplorables. Why do they deserve or need a raise? What has Congress done to prove themselves worthy of a raise? Let's answer that question today. Tell me one thing they've done, and tell me one thing they haven't done. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have a poem I'm going to share with you, but we're running out of time in this first segment. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Congress, and they're debating this. I mean, there's the guys that are going to look like the good guys. No, 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 don't give us a raise. And the ones over here, oh, I think so. I think we deserve a raise. Yeah, you know, everybody deserves a raise. I want world peace for everyone. That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. One thing that Congress has done to deserve a raise. And one thing they've not done that tells you they do not deserve a raise. Make them quick and sweet and short. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go straight to the phones. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, do these guys deserve a raise?
Well, of course, what Congress has done to deserve a raise is they've won an election that's put them in a position where they can vote themselves a raise. And I don't like to talk about a problem without coming up with some kind of solution to it. So I think what would be a good solution to this one is we should have a constitutional amendment which would say that when the average American worker's wages go up by a certain percentage, then the salary of the Congress people will go up by that same percentage. And when the average American worker's wages goes down by a certain percentage, then the salaries of the congressmen will go down by the same percentage.
I like the way you think.
Incentive to work for the American people.
I like the way you think. Well, they've been talking about all they've been having cost of living raises. I think they automatically get that if I understood what I was reading correct. No, I'm getting somebody shaking their head at me. But I know that they're making a nice salary compared to the average American, and that's you know, I'm okay with them making a decent salary. But what they have done in the last many, many years, not just this president, but it's been very blatant during President Trump's administration, they don't want to do anything. They've done nothing except bellyache and complain and fight the president all the way, trying to get rid of him since inauguration. And anyway, thank you. I appreciate your call, and I like your idea, Joe. We're going to go to William in Delaware. William, how are you today?
another week ahead.
There you are. How are you doing?
Yes, another week ahead. I hope it's a good one. Doing well.
Thank you.
Here in the Northeast, do they need a raise? Absolutely not. And I'll tell you why. Here in the Northeastern U.S., quote, blue state America, and sadly my Delaware included, we have something known as pay to play. Have you ever heard of that?
I sure have.
Okay. And for those of you who don't know, this is usually politicians accept contributions in exchange for benefits for an individual, company, business, or some other practice, and it's usually done via municipal bond underwriting or an insurance company. In other words, it's an underhanded bribe, plain and simple. They can't give them cash in an envelope, so what do? They make a contribution to an insurance company or a bond writer or someone else, and then that money is then tapped by the politician. It's a legal loophole. But what it is bribery. Example, in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, you cannot get any type of a contract from any municipality unless you do this practice. In some cases, it amounts to millions upon millions of dollars. And it also goes right up to the Congress. Congressmen representing certain areas of certain states in the Northeast, they have to get their cut as well. So do they need a raise? Absolutely not. What they need to be is put in jail because they literally engaging in legal loophole, extortion, graft, and bribery. I mean, does this make sense?
It makes perfect sense. You know, I believe that that's what the climate change is extortion. This global warming, all these fights for global warming that want more money out of the American people, to me, that is extortion.
Oh, exactly. Remember what it was. First, it was the ozone hole. Then prior to that, it was leaded gasoline. Prior to that, it was air and water pollution. This is just the latest scam. And, of course, they just come up with something new and a new way to extort money and a better way to hide money and use legal loopholes to keep themselves well-funded.
Now, before I let you go, go ahead, I'm sorry.
At the bottom line, I'll say it and I'll listen to you. They need to be put in jail, period.
I got you. I don't disagree. And I was going to say he was talking about all these other things. Remember when they told us we couldn't use aerosol hairspray or aerosol deodorant? That was something that was killing the ozone. It was making the ozone hole bigger, and we were just tearing up the world, just tearing up the world. That was another thing. Well, the raise that they want is $4,500 a year. Now, there are 100 senators and 435 representatives in the House. So if they get this, and I'm assuming this is for all of them, that says Congress, members of Congress, which includes both the chambers. Alexandria has to have a little help with that. There is two chambers to Congress, and it's called the House of Representatives and Senate. $4,500 times 535 is going to cost the American people who only make $47,000 on an average year, $2.4 million. $2.4 million. Now, this salary, I'm assuming, is their salary. It's not necessarily all the benefits and the other things that they get. It's just strictly their salary. Well, you know, we need to feel a little sorry for them because they can't keep up both their houses. They have living quarters in their states, and they have living quarters somewhere in D.C. because they spend so much time there. And this salary is just making it so difficult for them. Well, is there a solution to that, America? What do you do when you can't make it on what you have? Do you go and ask the boss for a raise? Hey, you know, I bought a boat last year, and I'm having a little trouble making the payments. Can you give me a raise? Because I'm really having some issues here. What do you suggest Congress do to maintain both their living quarters in D.C. and at their home state. Now, just a thought. I want to read a beautiful poem to you, and we'll get back on this. And I'm actually, you know, I don't necessarily believe in coincidences, but somebody sent this to me this weekend, and all of a sudden this was coming up and with these raises. Now, not everyone in Congress is for it. There's some of them against it. Maybe that might be just for show. I don't know. I really can't see them being stupid enough to vote themselves a raise right now, as angry as the American people are at them. You are angry at them, aren't you? Even if you're a Democrat, you ought to be angry with them. $30 million of your tax dollars been spent to investigate a president. It was found not to have anything there, and they're going to continue to investigate it, which means they're going to continue to spend your money, not their money, your money. You, the one on the average that only makes $47,000 a year, your money, not their $174,000 a year, yours. Got that? All right, it's a beautiful poem. It doesn't have a title, and it didn't come with who wrote it. But I may not have time to get it read, so I may have to wait till the next segment. But it's actually coming from the perspective of when we lose one of our heroes in this nation. So I'm going to wait, because I really want to read it to you all at once. So I'm going to wait until the next, and we come back from the next commercial break. So some of the lawmakers are pushing back on this pay raise. This pay raise, like I said, across the board would be, they're calling it a 2.6% raise, but it will cost the American people $2.4 million a year. Now, the AOC said she's okay with this raise because she thinks everyone should get a raise, and she thinks everyone should have the health care they've got, and everyone in the whole world should be, at least in the United States, but she's a globalist, so the whole world. So she's okay with this because she thinks everybody should have one. Where was she when God handed out brains? I don't know. You know, she was hiding under the table scared, or she was too busy over here talking. I don't know what she was doing. But if she thinks I'm buying that story, she's sadly mistaken. Wouldn't you just love? I would. I would just love to have Nancy Pelosi or AOC or some of these others here in my studio, in my office, explaining to me why at $174,000 a year, that's starting pay, people. They need a raise when the average American only makes $47,000. I want them to explain that to me. I also want them to explain global warming and how nothing they've ever predicted has happened. Nothing. And how spending trillions of dollars is going to fix it. Because it's not. It's kind of like, it's kind of like obstruction to collusion that never happened. You can't obstruct something that never happened. Spending a trillion and some dollars to fix something that isn't there makes absolutely no sense. And no, she doesn't deserve a raise. 877-895-5410. Do they deserve a raise? Name one reason, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code Bethann.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, is MyPillow.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are going to run out of time. There are so many things that I wanted to talk about, but this race, it just infuriates me because they believe themselves to be above us. So the average American makes $47,000 a year. Now, I never made that much, even at the most that I was making, me personally. So that's an average American making $47,000 a year. Congress has proven themselves to be unworthy of so many things on so many levels. We have some calls. I'm going to go straight to the phones. We have Jim from Illinois. Jim, how are you today?
I'm fine. How about you, Beth Ann?
I'm doing good, sir. What do you think about these guys getting a raise? Are you for it or against it?
I'm against it. I'll give you a solution. I'll give you a solution that a former congressman from Illinois, Joel Walsh, he was in a Chicago area district, got gerrymandered the second term around by Tammy Duxworth in the Democrats, so he didn't make, you know, two terms. But his single term, he never took the insurance, the free insurance that was offered, and when he was in D.C., which was a lot, he slept on a cot in his office and then would go home on the weekends and have town hall meetings, keep up with his constituents. So the man was there on his to do his job and not to milk the taxpayer's dime. And that's
how
what
many
they
of
could
them do
if they,
do
if they
that?
Wanted to. They could do that, you know. But like I say, he's a real oddball fish, and that's why I love the guy. Very conservative, very concerned about his constituents. He wasn't right. there to make an arm, you know, to cut a fat hog in the rear end. He was there to do his job as a representative for his district. Joe Walsh, former congressman.
So how many others do you think do that?
Yeah, I've never heard of any. I'm not saying you might not have one or two, but I've never heard of any. I'm just saying that's the one thing. When I always heard him talk about that, it's like, wow. There's a rare breed.
And I will say the cost of living is sky high in D.C., so I can have a little bit of empathy there, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other things they can do besides taking more money out of the American people's pocket.
Oh, this is true. This is true. I just like the idea that he didn't have a, you know, an expensive, you know, crib, you know, in D.C. He slept in his office, you know. And
maybe we should build a building and just like dorm rooms for
a dormitory. Yeah, yeah.
I'm all for that. In fact, there's probably some empty buildings there we could refurbish.
That's right. They'd be screaming over that. That'd be another story.
We need to get together. We have no telling what'll happen there. We'd have to have dorm mothers and all kinds of stuff.
You bet.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate
the call. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah.
God bless. We have Neil from Illinois. Neil, how are you today?
A lot better.
There you are.
Anyway, I get, you can get the trim bulletin online from jbs.org. I don't know if you're familiar, but
yes.
Anyway, Congress actually votes every 6 months on its own increase. They do this every year.
Okay.
And they get it twice a year, and last I heard when our former congressman was in, they would vote by not doing anything, which they is normal for them.
Yes, you know? Yes, absolutely.
If they yep. say yes or no, you don't get the increase. But if you don't say anything, you get the increase.
You get it. Sometimes in D.C., no means yes. It depends on how they write those things.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And they average would get $4,000 per every 6 months. That was some time ago, though. It's probably more than that now.
Okay. All right. Well, I know their average salary is now $174,000 for the Congress and senators. The ones that are on leadership roles, they get more. And I think they get paid a little bit more when they're on certain committees, too. I think they get a little something there.
That's the big...
that's why they all want on those special committees. It's more money. And it shouldn't be.
No.
Absolutely not.
Davy Crockett, when he was representative of Tennessee,
yes.
Congress only was in for 6 months, and then you went back home and took care of your family.
Yes.
That's the way it used to work. Now they don't even work 6 months. They work 180 days a year, and
when they go back home, they campaign, so they're working then, too.
Yeah. Which is more taxpayer dollars.
You got it, Neil. They get us coming and going, don't they?
Yes, they do.
I'm going to let you go. I want to share this poem before I head into the next break, okay? Stay tuned and listen to it. Thank you, Neil. Now, like I said, I don't believe in coincidences. Somebody sent me this poem, and of course, I'm sure it's going around because it's about a vet. It's about one of our veterans, or all of our veterans. But it mentions some other things in here, comparatively. And think about what I've already told you about the salaries. $174,000, and their pensions, it's a little more complicated with the Congress because it depends on how long they've been there, what they get, as it would be for others. But a military enlisted, on the average, their pension when they retire from the military. Now, this doesn't include the ones that have worked, you know, that served maybe 3 to 6 years or so. These are the ones that retired, made a lifetime. Pension for enlisted, on the average, is $24,000 a year. Those who were ranking retirement, their pension, is $45,000 a year. So let me read this poem to you. He was getting old and paunchy, and his hair was falling fast, and he sat around the Legion telling stories of the past, of a war that he once fought in, and the deeds that he had done, in his exploits with his buddies. They were heroes, every one. And though sometimes to his neighbors his tales became a joke, all his buddies listened quietly, for they knew whereof he spoke. But we'll hear his tales no longer, for old Joe has passed away, and the world's a little poorer, for a veteran died today. He won't be mourned by many, just his children and his wife, for he lived an ordinary, very quiet sort of life. He held a job and raised a family, going quietly on his way. And the world won't notice passing, though a veteran died today. When politicians leave this earth, their bodies lie in state, while thousands note their passing and proclaim that they were great. Papers tell of their life stories from the time that they were young, but the passing of a veteran goes unnoticed and unsung. It is the greatest contribution to the welfare of our land. Some jerk who breaks his promise, Congress, and cons his fellow man, or the ordinary fellow who in times of war and strife goes off to serve his country and offers up his life. The politician's stipend and the style in which he lives are often disproportionate to the service that he gives. While the ordinary veteran who offered up his all is paid off with a medal and perhaps a pension, small. It is not the politicians with their compromise employs who won for us the freedom that our country now enjoys. Should you find yourself in danger when your enemy's at hand, would you really want some cop-out with his ever-waffling stand? Or would you want a veteran in his home, his country, his kin, just a common veteran who would fight until the end? He was just a common veteran, and his ranks are growing thin, but his presence should remind us we may need his likes again. And we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-388-3888. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's V-A-C-U-Pack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code Bethann to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Now, something I wanted to do that I didn't get done was to read that in its entirety, that poem. So I'm going to finish it now. There's only one paragraph left. Now, this is comparing the veteran. Who do you want watching your back, a veteran or a politician out of D.C.? You know, one of those D.C. occupiers. So when we left, it was, we may need his likes again. For when countries are in conflict, we find the veteran's part is to clean up all the troubles that the politicians start. If we cannot do him honor while he's here to hear the praise, then at least let us give him homage at the ending of his days. Perhaps just a simple headline in the paper that might say, and they've got it in all caps, "Our country is in mourning. A veteran died today." We've been in many wars that we would consider political wars that the politicians have created. The politicians have created many, many crises, one of which is at the border now, and they refuse to fix it, and there's a reason for that, and you go back to those salaries. It's money, money, money. No, they do not deserve a raise. They have not earned a raise. The American people deserve a raise. The American people have earned a raise. I don't believe that Congress should make more money than the average American person. Now you can say, whoa, Beth, that's asking an awful lot of them. I don't believe that they should be career politicians. We have done ourselves wrong by making it so. So they sit up there in their pious little offices, and they have dwelling quarters in D.C. and living quarters at home, and perhaps one in a vacation area. Wouldn't you like to know how many homes they have? The average is $174,000 a year. It's not including their health care, not including their perks and their benefits, the fact that they get paid to travel, to campaign. And the average American is $47,000 a year. there is something wrong with that picture, and you need to point it out to them. Give them a call. They should not be claimed heroes for voting themselves against a raise. They will become heroes when they get rid of the national debt, when they take care of the crisis at the border, when they stop embarrassing this country by putting down this president every step of the way that they go. I don't care if they like him or not. He's the president of the United States of America. Bernie Sanders says that America is ready. The United States is ready to become a democratic socialistic state. And he will make it so as president. So this is a man who takes an oath to the Constitution of the United States of America, and he breaks it every single day. Does he deserve a raise? No, he does not. Rudy's over here shaking his head. Did you guys hear that? I have spent my whole life fighting for democracy, he says. Fighting against authoritarianism. Whether in the Soviet Union, Venezuela, or any place else, he said. Oh, really? Because Venezuela is a dictatorship that flowered out of a democracy. Democracy is mob rule. It is total chaos. I think we can see that in the lives of the D.C. occupiers. He says, he then defined his own top priority is to deal with the massive levels of income and wealth inequality of this country. How much is he making? $174,000 a year. No, I'm sure he's been there a while. He makes a little more than that. How much does the average American make? $47,000 a year. Do you see any of them giving up their salaries to help the people at home? No. You don't. Bernie Sanders is a millionaire because he wrote a book. He wrote a best-selling book. He hates capitalism, but he wrote a book and he's a millionaire. Figure that one out. What I mean by democratic socialism is creating a government that works for everybody, not controlled either legislatively or politically or a handful of very wealthy people. You mean like millionaires like you? Number two, he says, it means in America we have certain economic rights that are human rights. Has this man ever read the Constitution? Healthcare, to my mind, is not a privilege. It is a human right. Which one of the Bill of Rights is that one in? Wouldn't you just love to have Bernie Sanders sitting right here? That old white guy that the Democrats don't like, old white guys, you know. Old white men. Well, that's only Republicans. Bernie Sanders is a liar. And he's a taker. Socialism doesn't work. Democracy is not what we want to be. Quit protecting it. You take an oath to the Constitution, Bernie. You are a big liar. I won't call him fat because he's not fat. He's skinny. And it's not nice to call people fat. I don't like it when people call me that. Bernie Sanders is a game player. He believes himself to be above you. That's why it's okay for him to be a millionaire. He sold a book, you go sell a book, and you can be a millionaire too. If you're trusting socialism, you're barking up the wrong tree for liberty. Because you won't have any. And that's one reason they want to take your guns. And you go, oh, Beth, where'd you come from that? Because they cannot do the things they're doing against you continually. Because you're getting wise. And trust you with a gun to not rebel against them. If the people of Venezuela had guns, the government would not be so quick to kick down their doors. I wrote an article last week week before last. Oh, my gosh. Do you realize this year is half gone? It was called I Did Nothing. Well, it has been suggested that I write a follow-up to that? What is it in the movies? A sequel. Prequel is prior to, sequel is after. So I'm going to work on that this week. Don't do nothing. Don't allow Congress to sit there and vote themselves raises or look like they're just doing a good thing by voting against it. You let them know the average American makes $47,000 and you make $174,000. If you believe in wage equality, you need to give a little bit up. Yeah. But that's not what they're going to do. Don't do nothing. Please be an active American and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.